So let's review. The previous Mishnah mentioned the halacha of upirushim lahakel. If a person states a neder that has multiple meanings, in which the neder would be effective with one meaning and would not be effective with the other meaning, if he subsequently revealed his intentions, we accept his explanation, even lekula, in which the neder is not effective. Our Mishnah offers several examples of this halacha. Zok the Mishnah, neder becherem va'amar loy nedarti el becherem reishel yam. If one was matvis with a cherem, which may refer to cherem gevaya, a dove another, but he says that he meant a fishing net, a dove hamutter, the neder is not effective. Bekarbon, va'amar loy nedarti el bekarboni shel malachim. If he was matvis with a carbon, which may refer to karbonis hamizbeach, a dove another, but he says that he meant karbonis malachim, a gift to the king, a dove hamutter, the neder is not effective. Hari atzmi karbon. If one states a neder which seems to be saying that his bones should become forbidden to others like a carbon, but he says that he meant a bone that he set aside from the darim, the neder is not effective. If he prohibited his wife from benefiting from him, but he says that he meant his ex-wife, not his present wife, the neder is not effective. The Ran explains that the Mishnah does not use the examples of the previous Mishnah, such as Nada Bebasim Aliach, Upirish Bishal Akim, to teach that even far-fetched explanations of the Kula are accepted. The Mishnah continues, Al Kulan Ein Nishan Lahem, Vim Nishalu Oinchen Oisen Umachmirin Alein Debri Amir. The Gemara explains Remeir's three statements as follows, Al Kulan Ein Nishan Alehem Betamachacham. A pirish lahakel is accepted from a tamo chacham in that he does not require a sheilas chacham. However, a pirish lahakel is not accepted from an ama aretz, an ignorant person, and he does require a sheilas chacham, because as the Ran explains, loy mehemen, he's not believed that this was his original intention. The Ran points out that we do not accept these far-fetched explanations from an ama aretz, but we do accept the reasonable explanations of the previous Mishnah. Ve'im nishalu oinchen oisim. Remeir says that if an Amoritz comes to a Chacham for Het and Nedar, and it was discovered that he had violated the Neder, Ein Niskaken Loi, Atsheyinig by Isser Kayam Shenoag Ben Heter, the Chacham shall not nullify the Neder until the Amoritz observes the Neder for the amount of time that it had been violated. And Umachmirin Alehen, if an Amoritz comes to a Chacham for Het and Nedar, the Neder can only be nullified with a Pesach, an opening, which is ilu hayu nois naliboy oisit pesach lo hayu neider. He would have initially refrained from making the neder if he had considered this pesach. However, le peschin le becharata, the neder cannot be nullified for an ama aretz through charata subsequent regrets. The chacham aimrim peschin lahem pesach mimakam acher. The chacham disagree with Remeir regarding his last two points, and they hold ein oinchen oisim. The chacham can nullify the neder immediately, and ama aretz is not penalized to observe the neder. And they hold, Pesach Mecharata, the Neder can be nullified through Charata even without a Pesach. However, the Chacham agree with Remeir that a Pirish Lahakel is not accepted from an Ama Aretz and he requires a Hatar Chacham. Umalam de Naisan, Kadesh Lo Yinagu Kalis Roish Benedar. We instruct the Ama Aretz to observe the Neder until he receives a Hatar Chacham so that he will not become lax with Nedar. The Gemara cites a Braisa which offers some good advice. Tana Lo Oilamati Rogel Benedar. One should not become accustomed to making the darim because he will eventually come to violate even the more stringent shvuas oaths. One should not frequent an ama aretz because the ama aretz will eventually serve him tevel, fruits of which trumas and maisus were not separated. One should not frequent a kohen who is an ama aretz because he will eventually serve him fruits of truma, which are forbidden to the Yisrael. One should not converse excessively with a woman because it might lead to sin. Another braisa cites a pasuk that refers to Maimon Har Sinai. The words yirase al panechem refer to busha, a sense of embarrassment. Busha causes a fear of sinning. Busha is an indication of fine character. Achayim say, "Kol adam hamisbayish loy b'mehiru chayte." A person that has busha will not sin easily. Umisha ain loy b'ishes upon him If a person does not have busha, it indicates that his ancestors were not present at Maimed Har Sinai. The daf concludes with proper hanhagis bin ish le ishtay. Hanulach perik ve'elu mutarim, we have Baruch Hashem completed the second perik of Masechet Nedarim, and we'll begin the third perik, Arba Nedarim, in the next daf, Be'ezras Hashem.